So that, that ends my presentation. Are there any questions?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for ending your session.
Lucy has questions.
I do have a question. On your, in the first paragraph, when you talk about the increased people that are coming in, you specifically mention Indian and Pakistani. However, in the magazines that you have, do you have magazines that address their needs?
Not,
I mean, you don't mention it.
Yeah, no, not necessarily, because most of the people who come from India, I don't know about from Pakistan, but most of the people who come from India speak English very, very well because it's taught in the schools. So no one has ever requested anything, and I'm not knowledgeable about another kind of magazine.
Right, that's all I was concerned about.
Yeah.
Are we addressing the needs of the community?
Well, one of our library system, and this is Torrance as a whole, long-term needs is materials in other languages. We know we need to invest more. With budget cuts starting in 2009 and then a hold on the materials budget, it's always been okay, where do we take it from? So anytime we look at languages, we need more money in international languages, but it's always been against all the other things we need, and where do you take it from?
Yeah, you prioritize.
Yeah.
And I can only speak for
here. Understood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The primary focus here in America is English language. The people coming to this nation in 1907 were welcomed by President Roosevelt and stated clearly that he welcomes all immigrants, that our language in this country was English. We had one flag and one flag only in this country, and there would be no other flags flown in the country. And this is a presidential order, okay? And now we are drifting away from our American institutions and our heritage with respect to allowing these other languages to drift into
where
our society.
Where are we on the minutes?
And,
I'm
and
not
become
sure
primary
that.
Languages instead okay. of secondary languages.
Well, in our goal to serve the community, and that includes the entire community, which is my charge, we do have materials in other languages, and we have a huge demand for materials in other languages. We do work cooperatively with a lot of our neighboring libraries. So, for example, Los Angeles Public has a large and rich collection in other languages. Because of universal borrowing, where we can all issue cards to each other's residents, I know we frequently lean on our neighbors as well as they lean on us for services. But we do have materials in other languages. We have about, how many other languages? It's easily in the teens now, different other languages. Mm-hmm. Most of them are at the main library only. In our branches, we tend to have Chinese, Japanese, Korean, Spanish. We have
some Hindi,
some Farsi. And then the bulk of the language collections are in at our main library. We have a huge, rich European languages, so that's where we have French, German, we have Russian, Urdu,
Polish.
So we have the bulk of our foreign language collection is at our main library. But in our branches, we have the languages of need in the community.
Yeah, but and different branches have more of a need, don't they?
Yeah.
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 All right. Mm-hmm. I know the Southeast has a lot of Spanish language.
Yeah, they have a larger collection of Spanish. Henderson has a larger collection of Chinese.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's the needs of each branch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You have anything else, Patrice or Lisa? Or questions for Patrice or Lisa?
Yeah, I just whatever it's worth. You talk about a Mr. Ross.